Hi guys, it's Eric Arpacino here with another review for you, and this time is two games in one. It is AI at the Somnium Files, and AI at the Somnium Files, the Nirvana Initiative, which is the sequel, and I'll be giving these games individual scores, don't worry, but both of them are the same genre. You are in an adventure game. There are some QTE segments, but in the first game, they're more like shootout sequences, and they're pretty simplistic. But in the second game, they're full-on QTEs, and those shootout segments are gone, really, pretty much. And you can game over during these QTEs, and I'll get to the pros and cons of that later. But in the first game, you are a detective and a special wing of the police department. And it takes some place sometime in the future, and you have the ability to dive into someone's dreams and potentially find clues that could lead them to murders and such, but you could also potentially be used to fix someone's mental state so you can better get answers out of them that way too. But I mean, there is a medical application, but that's what happens in the game, pretty much. To one character specifically. Maybe two characters. But, there are multiple different routes you can take, and there are different endings on those routes, but there is one true route, and some routes actually get cut off until you do others, and you can't get the true route until you've done everything else, so it's a little bit more open-ended in the first game. It's a little bit more linear in the second game. Excuse me. Had a cough. But, I really liked the open-endedness of the first game. Not so much the strict linearity of the second game. And while there is a degree of divergence, there isn't as nearly as much. And that's actually kind of one of the weaker aspects of the second game. But the second game makes it up for that. What would have been having a better GUI, a better flowchart, and overall better presentation, stronger characters, stronger story. The Somniums are less confusing, and during the Somniums, you can get these things called Timies, and the Timies in the second game are generally better. And in the first game, there were no difficulty options for the either of the QTE sections or the Somniums. But like, if you play on the easier difficulties on the second game, you can reduce the amount of time that's consumed, because normally when you're in a Somnium, you only have 6 minutes to solve those problems in that Somniums, and the time limit's actually reduced when you're not moving to nearly a crawl. But, like, penalties for making the wrong choice or just wasting time aren't as severe on the lower difficulties in the second game. So the quality of life improvements for the second game are there. They weren't present in the original. But, so that's nice. But, I don't like the idea of having to do QTEs in the first place in the second game. And having the ability to just make it so that I have unlimited chances, slower time for you to respond and react to the QTEs themselves as a boon, in my opinion. But also in the Somniums, on the lower difficulties, you can get a limited number of retries, which is nice too, because a lot of the Somniums can be trial and error unless you've got a guide handy. So that's another quality of life improvement. Back to the story of these games. In the first game, you play as Dante, and you're doing various different leads to find this killer who's doing copycat killings for the They're called the Cyclops Murders, but these are called the New Cyclops Murders because it's a copycat case. But where you're finding people whose eyes have been plucked out of the victims that they killed, and the whole point is to find out who did it and why they did what they did and the way that they did it. And in the second game, your focus switches to, it takes place 6 years later, and you're playing as, primarily, or at least at first, you're playing as Ryuki, but then it shifts to a new character named Ryuki, and Ryuki's a new recruit, and he's kind of not all there, but as you play the game, you'll learn why, and you'll also learn why Nate seems to be missing, and I can't spoil why they made it the way they did, but Date's voice actor is still the same as he was in the first game. For reasons that aren't really explained, but I'm guessing they didn't want Date sounding like someone else, because you're so used to him for so long in the first game. But, that's kind of odd. But anyways, he's missing, and then you also learn what led to Mizuki becoming a sinker, which is what they do when they go into these dream states. They're called sinking. And the people that do it are called sinkers, but she's become one as well. And that's as far as I can go with the story without spoiling too much. But while Ryuki might be a milquetoast-like character, and he doesn't have as significant a role as one might have hoped for introducing a new character in the game, and it's mostly Mizuki's story, he's kind of interesting in the way he handles things, and kind of a breath of fresh air from the wacky pervert detective of Dante's antics. And they also have this left eye removed as well, all the sinkers do, and they use these AI constructs called AI balls, which is basically a replacement for their eye, and has an AI in it that can help them with the investigation. And they're the ones that interact with the dream states, because apparently the sinkers can't. They only just facilitate it so that the AI can do it for them. But they have handy things like the ability to have night vision, x-ray vision, thermal vision. So it helps them with their investigation that way. But just an element of the gameplay. But they have different AI ball names, but they all have different personalities, and they're all pretty great in their own ways. And like I said, the biggest cons of the first game were the lack of those difficulty options, which are much appreciated in the sequel. But I hate them having the shoehorn QTEs to make the game more gamey, because it's an adventure game and really doesn't need it. I feel like having QTEs just, it's not that frustrating, but, like, you're better off just playing on the easy difficulty, because the reaction time from normal and hard are just ridiculous, in my opinion. Plus, because if you screw up, you have to do a game over. And one of the issues of the sequel, which may or may not be a problem if you play the game on a Series X with an SSD card, because unfortunately the PS4 version of the game, and I guess this also goes for the Switch version, I don't know how well optimized it is, but the load times for some reason are significantly longer than they were even on the first game. And I guess it's a little bit more demanding game. The game graphics do look better, but it shouldn't be enough that would warrant the load times being as long as they are. Maybe they can be improved in a patch. Maybe they'll make a PS5 free upgrade for those who play the PS4 version. The Switch version just needs some optimization, period. And as well as the PS4 version, but I don't know how the Xbox version plays. Maybe it will show up on Game Pass, like the first game is currently on there, after like so many months. It took nearly a couple years to make even the Xbox version, but I'm pretty sure that was a day one release when it launched on the Game Pass service. So that was nice. So if you want to freeway while in, you have the Xbox. you can check out at least the first game. Patiently hope for the second version to show up. But as far as these games go, aside from those issues I mentioned, the second game, and the fact that the quality of light issues, you know, because it's the first game, I'm going to give the first game a 9 out of 10, while I'm going to give the sequel a 9.5 out of 10, just because those QTEs are a little bit annoying. But at least there's a workaround, but that's kind of like them admitting that they probably shouldn't have been in the first place, because hopefully they can get some feedback from that and just not do that stuff in the sequel. Or just make them that way through an accessibility menu that's easier to access, because the game is created in Unity. And while Unity is an industry-wide used engine, if you don't know how to approach it or don't have the good enough budget to make it work well, it kind of does feel stodgy and stiff and janky at times. But for the most part, it's okay. Apparently the performance in the sequel and the Switch version has been improved from the first game. I don't know if they ever went back and fixed it, but if you are a fan of adventure games and sci-fi stories and detective stories, you should check both of these AI games out. Well, that's all I have for now. See you guys later. Bye-bye.